West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, one of West Georgia's more eagerly anticipated annual events coming up on Saturday, the 41st Annual Trout Rodeo, sponsored by the Harrelson County Wildlife Association.
The event is for children ages 15 and under, senior citizens, and handicapped persons. There is no admission fee.
Event organizer Kate Smith promoting the Trout Rodeo on the KISS 102.7 Morning Show with Jessica Kay.
We'll have free hot dogs, ice cream, drinks. There's going to be some bouncy houses, give away lots of prizes. There's an 8-fish limit. We've got 2 truckloads of fish coming. As long as the rain holds off just a little bit and the creek's not moving too swift, we should be catching lots of fish on Saturday.
And the 41st Annual Trout Rodeo takes place Saturday at Smith Farms, located at 2587 Corinth Poseyville Road, just east of Buchanan, from 8 a.m. until 2 o'clock. Well, the attorney representing a former local police officer facing charges this week related to an alleged altercation with a restaurant employee and a Carrollton police officer claims that an off-duty officer put his hands on his, quote, peaceful former officer client, which escalated the events that occurred at Buffalo Wild Wings on Monday. 45-year-old Matthew Cleveland Trekin of Carrollton has been charged with obstruction of a police officer, possession of a firearm during the commission of a crime, simple battery on a law enforcement officer, and disorderly conduct. After allegedly clenching his fists and taking a step toward one of the restaurant's employees before being escorted outside, and shoving an officer while attempting to flee the scene. In defending his client, Carrollton-based attorney Jason Swindle said the Entrekin family are among the most honorable people in our community. Matt Entrekin is a member of this family, a former police officer and protector of our entire community. Swindle continued, "This is perhaps the most embarrassing and unjust action that has occurred in Carroll County." Swindle concluded, "This does not have any effect on my respect and appreciation for law enforcement, Chief Joel Richards, Officer Ian Wright, or the honorable men of the Carrollton Police Department." And Trekin was released from the Carroll County Jail this week after meeting a $5,000 bond. And Carrollton City Schools Superintendent Mark Albertus presenting a draft of the district's 2025-26 budget this week. The proposed budget calls for revenue and expenditures for the coming year to be approximately $99.3 million. That's up from the current year at $82 million. The district spent approximately $78.4 million the year prior. The district expecting to use more than $2 million from the fund balance account to balance out the 2025-26 budget. A second budget hearing is scheduled for Monday, June the 2nd. I'm Colin Worthington.